Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 788. Don't let addicting side hustles ruin you, by Jeff with MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'm Dan. I am your host and your personal narrator here every single day with you, reading from some great blogs on entrepreneurship. And I'm going to tell you more about Making Sense of Sense after the post, but for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Don't let addicting side hustles ruin you, by Jeff with MakingSenseOfSense.com. I'm somewhat new to having a side hustle, and I've quickly discovered just how addicting it can be. I find myself trying to dedicate nearly all of my free time to my blog. Even when I'm engaged in other activities, my mind somehow wanders back to my side hustle. Quite honestly, it's difficult to keep side hustle thoughts away. What should I write about next? How can I make layout improvements to my site? What are some more effective ways to network? Dedication like that can be a valuable trait when it comes to the long-term success of your side hustle. However, as I'm finding out, if you get too obsessed and lose sight of other priorities, then a side hustle addiction can be detrimental. Most of you are well aware of how much time and dedication Michelle here at Making Sense of Sense has put into her side hustles over the past couple years. She's stated that a typical week consists of 80 to 100 hours. That's two or more full-time jobs. She's obviously very organized and efficient, but I imagine even she has to make certain sacrifices. As for me, I work as a senior financial analyst at a Fortune 50 company. My job can be quite demanding at times, and it's not unusual to put in 50-plus hours a week. I'm also married, and we have a one-year-old son. So I've got some very important other commitments that must have priority over my side hustle endeavors. While I feel driven to make my side hustles as great as they can be, I'm well aware that I need to find a balance with everything else in my life. If I don't, then the repercussions could render my side hustle efforts not worth it. Here are some areas I sometimes find myself neglecting. I've also listed ways in which I'm trying to combat the side effects in order to find a healthy balance. Physical health. Every single one of us wants to be healthy. Some of us are more diligent in taking care of ourselves than others, but I would imagine nearly all of us would acknowledge we have room for improvement. So much focus on your side hustles could be a hindrance to achieving that improvement, or worse yet, might actually cause your health to deteriorate. All the satisfaction derived or money earned from your side hustles won't be worth it if you let yourself go and develop health issues. 1. Sleep. Many of us could probably work 24/7, especially when it comes to our side hustles. For those of us who also have a quote-unquote regular job, our only opportunities to maintain our side hustle come in the early morning, during lunch, or in the evening. Maximizing your time is one thing, but pushing yourself too long or too late might jeopardize your sleep. Be rigid with your schedule and have a cutoff time each night. Remember, an exhausted you is a less productive you. 2. Diet. When we are crunched for time, it's easy and convenient to consume fast food or junk food. Food fuels our body, though, so if you are putting garbage in your system, it's going to zap your energy in the long run. Try to make healthy choices. Trade that burger for a salad, even if it takes a bit more preparation time. 3. Water. Do you drink enough water? Lots of us don't. Being dehydrated can result in low energy reserves. Have a water bottle handy at all times. You're more likely to stay hydrated if your water supply is always next to you. And 4, exercise. You don't have to be a gym rat. Hours upon hours of workouts are not necessary. Doing short but intense workouts each day add up and can be highly effective. Mental health. Mental health is just as important as physical health. There's so much to accomplish and keep up with each day that it can make your head spin. Letting your mental health suffer is a recipe for burnout. 1. Take breaks. Throughout the day, pause and take a few moments to clear your mind. Some deep breaths or fresh air can go a long way. 2. Don't be too hard on yourself. We all make mistakes or miss opportunities. Don't be too critical or beat yourself up if you make a misstep or if you don't immediately get the results you desire. Oftentimes, you are your own worst critic. 3, make time for yourself. We all need a little me time. Side hustles can be enjoyable, but you should also do other stuff for yourself. Read an interesting book or treat yourself to your favorite TV show every now and then. 4, laugh. Laughter is the best medicine. A good laugh can relax you and change your whole demeanor in a positive manner. 5, meditate. You can also try meditation. Set some time aside in the early morning or before you go to bed to clear your mind and meditate. And 6, social interaction. Social activities are crucial for mental well-being. And no, social networking via Twitter or Facebook doesn't count. Make sure you are spending time cultivating and maintaining your relationships. Relationships. Getting caught up in the day-to-day hustle and bustle makes it easy to disregard relationships with your loved ones. If a side hustle is cutting into your family time, then those around you might start resenting you and/or the side hustle. 1, prioritize. To put it plain and simple, you must make it a priority to spend time with those who are important to you. Stop what you're doing and give your significant other some affection. Go out of your way to play with your kids. And 2, quality over quantity. Emphasize quality time with your loved ones rather than quantity. Make it interactive. In other words, have a meaningful conversation or play a fun board game instead of watching hours of TV together each evening. You just listened to the post titled, "Don't Let Addicting Side Hustles Ruin You," by Jeff with MakingSenseOfSense.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks so much to Jeff, who is a guest writer over at MakingSenseOfSense.com. Jeff is also known as Mr. Utopia in the blogosphere. He's a senior financial analyst at a Fortune 50 company. A devoted husband and father, Jeff uses his free time, such as it is, to run Personal Finance Utopia, where he chronicles his family's journey to get their personal finances to an ideal place. And thanks to Michelle as well. She is the founder of MakingSenseOfSense.com, and as she was mentioned here in the post, Michelle created Making Sense of Sense to keep track of her financial progress, help readers improve their finances, and help her own personal finances. One example, due to this, she was able to pay off $38,000 in student loans in 7 months. She lived in an RV touring North America, and these days she lives on a sailboat. She and her husband sold their house and became full-time travelers. And like many of the authors on our shows, she went from being in debt to financially free, and she documents the entire journey on her blog. Michelle publishes monthly income updates and shares how she now earns over $100,000 a month online, and she's pretty open about all of it, so you can check that out again at makingsenseofsense.com. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. I hope you are enjoying the weekend, and I'll be back again with you tomorrow for the Monday show, where your optimal life awaits.